amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. GoodClearWater.com.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny.
I'm on fire today. I'm on fire.
In shape.
This could be the best show we've ever had. This could be the best show we've ever had and the last. It's me.
Is that Hal Pacino?
No, it's me.
This rover.
The temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Oh, I found mine. It's not lost. I found it. Thank you, Jack.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah.
Gold dust at my feet.
Welcome to our last show.
On sunny side.
What could be the last show? Welcome, everybody, to the. I just realized it's 4/7/14. I want to congratulate this radio station for doing a fantastic job of trying their best to get everybody listening the last couple of hours to switch stations. By promoting something we don't carry. Way to go. Smart. Smart radio. Spend 2 hours talking in great depth about something we don't carry that you can only hear at another station. That is brilliant. Welcome, everybody. Before I get started, and I've already gotten started, do we have any Burke segment material from either one of you two?
I do.
Well, let me tell people who you are.
All right.
His name is Ian Geis. Well, I don't like to call him that.
That's
like,
my name.
You didn't know that was your name? Oh,
no.
Yeah. You forgot. I don't like to call him Ian. I like to call him Eon, the peon, shortened to peon. Peon, what do you have for people?
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The first thing, I told you last week off the air that I had finally started watching Breaking Bad.
Yes, I was going to mention this today.
Yes, I'm 2 episodes away from the end of season 4 already.
Ooh, way to go, man.
So
you like a lot. When did you start watching?
I think last Monday.
Oh my goodness.
A little under a week.
So you did like marathon watching.
Yes, yeah, pretty much every night for
which
a couple
you
hours.
Which you not do. Go ahead.
But I'm not really going to get into the show because, you know, everybody that's watched the show already knows everything about it. But... I saw something today. There's a car wash involved in the show.
Yes.
And I noticed behind the counter, do you remember anything about that?
No, I'm not real observant.
They have a rack of greeting cards.
Okay.
And I've also noticed we have a car wash right across the street from us here at Westport. That I've been inside, they also have a rack of greeting cards.
And I have been, I will tell you, in at least 3 car washes where they had quite an assortment of greeting cards.
What's the deal with that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Except that there's usually a waiting area while you wait. So maybe they're thinking, while people have some downtime and they're just sitting here, they'll go, you know what? I forgot it's Marge's birthday.
Really? Not magazines, but greeting cards?
Goodbye.
Yeah, you're not going to sit there and read a whole magazine, but
I mean,
you know what? That's a great question. I don't know.
One of the biggest chains in this area is Quick Trip. They do not have greeting cards inside of Quick Trip.
Because you're in and out. Boom, 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 in and out. Here, they've got...
But they have other groceries. People can, buy a loaf of bread and whatever. I just don't...
Here's what I do understand. Air fresheners? Okay. Hang it in your
car. Right, exactly. Car-related, they have...
car things, keychains,
phone chargers, car chargers, things like
pads.
That.
I'll bet you that someone at some point said, "Man, you know what? I wish you had some greet. Or do you have greeting cards? Or maybe a couple people asked.
Why
that.
A car wash?
Do you have greeting cards here?
Dan, who would be waiting for their car and go up and go, "Hey, got any greeting cards?
I have no idea.
No,
somebody
that
forgot it's somebody's birthday, and then they discovered.
I'd like to know. You know
but
what?
But couldn't you stop at a Walgreens on the way home from the car wash to get if you just but, remember at a car wash?
Well, here, if anybody's
you're already
the,
out.
This is a great point. If anybody's in the car wash business, would you call us and tell us how many greeting cards you sell? You and they must sell them, or they wouldn't take up
they
the space.
They wouldn't keep them in the store.
It's valuable space. You could sell more candy bars or something. It's a great question. So maybe a car wash person.
Yeah.
Well, I've only known one guy. Well, I know two. But Dan Dolan at Westport Car Wash, it's drive through and stay in your car. You don't get out there.
Right.
So the only other guy I knew, and he owned three very successful ones, he died very young, in his 50s, of leukemia. So I can't ask him. But surely somebody out there is a manager, or you work and you know enough to know what they ring up in
don't ask me why
center.
I thought of that.
No, no, I think that's a great, and I've seen it. I've stood there and looked at them, but I just never.
And it was very prominent on that show. You know, they're inside. They do scenes inside this car wash on Breaking Bad. And right behind the counter where you pay is a full rack of all kinds of greeting cards.
John on the phone has bought a greeting card at the car wash.
Well, all right. Maybe he can.
Well, let's bring John in here. Hello, John. How are you?
Doing good today, Frank.
Good. And I don't doubt that somebody would buy. You go, "Oh, well, you know what? My brother's birthday is next. Well, I'm here. I'll get a greeting card." But I'm with Peon. Is that,
you would
are
think
there
other...
that many Johns? Are there that many of you buying greeting cards? I mean,
I guess for the guy who has forgot to get something, or I buy the car washes as birthday presents or Christmas presents.
Right.
So if you're there buying some, you know, car washes, you grab the card, you're ready to go, and you're done.
And by the way, don't ever buy Peon a gift certificate of car washes. He doesn't wash his car. He doesn't care about his car. Do. You'll be wasting your money.
I have one in my wallet from my birthday last year, last June.
Says it all.
I have two more months to use it before
that
it expires.
That says it all. He doesn't wash his car. Well, John, thank you. I don't doubt that they're there. Somebody's going to go,
that's
hey.
A big enough group
my
of people,
dad,
though, too.
I can't either.
Last second present.
Well, John, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. So, okay, here, now the phones are lighting up. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I don't know why I keep saying toll-free. It doesn't matter anymore.
No.
Nobody pays for long distance. Linda is here. Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Hello.
First, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you for that.
Okay.
So this station, guess, the last couple of hours, was unable to. This station, the last couple of hours, was unable to convince you to switch over to another station, which I think is what they were trying to do. But
actually, I turned it off for the last 2 hours because I didn't care.
And you know what? Normally, I would be against that. I want people to listen to the whole station, but
sorry.
I don't want them to listen to something basically telling people to switch over somewhere else. Thank you for your AM and the PM-ness. What's your card?
I turned it back on when I knew you were on.
What's your card thing?
Okay. I have probably bought cards at that particular, I know the name, the brand name. I don't know whether we're allowed to say it.
No, you can. Sure you can.
Yeah, okay, Waterway.
Okay.
Anytime I need a really clever birthday card, that's where I go. I don't go to Walgreens. I don't go to Hallmark.
Now, do you go there
really?
Even if you don't need a car wash? You go?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's amazing to me.
How about that?
If I need neat cards, and sometimes while I'm waiting for my card to be washed, I'll buy four or five and pack them away because they're good.
Well,
they have really funny, clever cars.
Okay, you've just added a whole new dimension to this. People who go there who don't even get their cars washed.
That blows my mind.
And buy greeting cards.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting our answer. And again, look, they've been there for a while. They wouldn't keep them there if people weren't buying them. That's not good business. So,
that's right.
Well, Linda, thank you for your loyalty to the show, and thank you for the call. All right, how old are you, Linda?
Oh, God, you're going to die.
Come on.
I may soon. 74.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
That kills my favorite age, too. I'm alive.
Yeah, okay. No choice. It has to be. And I love the fact that women who call and are favorite ages are anywhere from their 20s to their 80s. And that's what I love about this show. Anybody who loves a good story, you're welcome. Come on in. Jim is here. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, Frank, I'm aiming to PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. What's your story?
And the lady almost stole my thunder, but you can't find at what Walgreens or Hallmark, you can't find anything nasty or racy or fat jokes, bald, you know.
Well, sure. I mean, Walgreens has like two or three aisles of cards. They have all kinds of, but you're saying.
But,
I mean,
but he's right. They're not funny.
No, I mean, they're not, you know, they're not...
They're safe.
They're all, you know, nice.
Yeah, they're too safe and they're boring.
Yeah, you know, once in a while you need a good nasty card.
Thank you, I agree. No, I agree. Something kind of edgy, and I agree.
Yeah.
And they have nasty ones there.
No,
I mean,
nasty.
I mean, but racy, like, you know...
Edgy.
With a half-color person.
Well, edgy, that's one word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
not let's put it this way. Not necessarily politically correct cards, which are the ones
I
like.
You know, not everything is in love, you know.
Thank you. You know what? Thank you so much for saying that. I read cards sometimes. I want to vomit when I read them.
Oh, the ones with paragraphs on it? I've never purchased one of those.
You know, as the sunset of our years approaches, never know that the lovingness...
Anything more than two lines, yeah. I don't buy.
They just want to throw it over your shoulder instead of sticking it back in a rack.
Absolutely. So have you ever gone to the car wash to get a card when you didn't need a car wash?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Amazing.
Unbelievable.
There's two of them that I go to.
Well, Jim, thank you for the feedback.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks for listening. And Joe is here. Hello, Joe.
Mr. Frank, I listen to you all the time.
Well, you're a beautiful man for doing that. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What's your story?
I got a question for you. A couple, three, 4 weeks ago, you guys were talking about a guy that buys inventions.
Well, it was a company called Quirky, Q-U-I-R-K-Y, and I'm sure if you just Google Quirky, it's a huge business. And
there was a segment on 60 Minutes or something, right? Or
yes,
CBS Sunday Morning.
And what they do essentially is, if they like your idea and they take it to market and get it manufactured, you get 10% of the gross sales. And that doesn't sound like
a
lot.
But they do all the work.
Yeah, they do the work.
If you
tried to do exactly what they do, you'd need probably $1 million to put into it.
They get the patents.
Right. I've been checking patents out and stuff, and it's unreal.
No, it's a ridiculous, it's a nightmarish process. And investors and then the distributor, blah, blah, blah. They do all that. You get 10%. By the way, if it hits and they're grossing... you know, $10 million a year, you get $1 million.
Right.
That's not a big number for a product globally that sells. That's a small number. So it's Quirky.
Quirky.
Quirky,
and
yeah.
Just put that in and it should come up.
If you Google Quirky, you'll find it.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe, we appreciate you listening.
In the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
And now, Marv. Hello, Marv.
Hello, Frank.
How you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, Frank, I in one of my old wallets, you know, nowadays I carry a credit card and, you know, driver's license, that's about it. But in one of my old wallets, I just found, remember Country Club Car Wash?
Country Club Car Wash was the car wash I was referencing when I said the guy that owned it died that I knew, Randy Bluestar.
Well,
Randy
Bluestar. Still got a free car wash coupon from back when you were on Kicks. Got written on your Kicks 104.
Wow.
This is for the club, one on Ford Lane in St. Charles.
Yeah.
And, golly, how old's that got to be? 20 years?
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something, Mark. Why did you never use it?
Well...
Are you like Peon and you actually do not care about your car or how dirty it is?
Oh, I'm just the opposite. No, I save this. See, back almost all my life, I drove company cars.
Right.
And so anything I did with a company car, the company paid for. But I did have my own personal car, so I just put this... like in the glove box of my personal car, in case I ever decided to wash my personal car.
Hmm.
And then somehow or another got in a wallet and, you know. But, no, I love a clean car.
Did you just forget about it?
Yeah, basically I put it in an old wallet. And
I mean, does it say anywhere on there? Is there an expiration on it anywhere?
Actually, all it says on the back is stamped valid CCC and then the phone number 949-5000.
Because I know exactly the thing you're talking about. I've had them, and I remember, if I remember correctly, I looked at one that I had, and on that particular car wash coupon, there was no expiration. I bet you could take that thing now. This would be interesting. You let us know. Take it 20 years old or whatever. Take it in and see if you can get your car washed. I'll bet you can.
Well, that's just why I'm calling you. I was going to say there's no expiration on it.
Well, I'll bet you'll get your car washed.
Right, and it's written in ballpark pen, Kicks 104. Somebody,
wow.
like in a woman's handwriting. But anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
Anyway.
As long as I got you on the phone, one quickie.
Sure.
Okay, we've been through this before, but just do yourself a favor. You've got a TiVo. You've got the recording on the DirecTV.
Right.
Okay. Big Bang Theory comes on every night at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, half-hour show. Just record a week's worth. You don't have to watch it. Put it in the can. And then that way you got it, and sometimes if you got nothing better to do, just start watching it because it's too good a show for you not to miss. And
okay, Marv, where can I go to get the first, 10 shows?
Oh, I have no idea. That would be Jose or somebody.
No, you know what, Netflix. I'll bet I can go to Netflix again. I'm telling you, Marv, I'm actually glad you did this because it's going to take a lot of pushing, but I'm eventually going to break down and I'm going to watch this thing.
The one thing I want to tell you, though, the guy you say you don't like with the Beatle haircut, that's not the star. That's just one of the secondary. That's Wallowitz. He's a little...
No.
I'm talking
about Jim Parsons.
Parsons. Okay. I'm talking about Parsons.
Yeah, oh, you're talking about Parsons. Oh,
yeah.
Well, anyways.
Just looking at him irritates me.
Okay.
But I will... Look, Marv, I will. I don't know when. I will do this.
Well, good luck to you. And God bless you all. Take care.
You too, Marv. Thank you. Let me tell you something. This guy, Marv. You talk about loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, what do you think? It was like 30 years or something. I mean.
30?
Oh, my goodness.
He
knows a lot of trivia.
Way before we came here.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
That's hard to find, that kind of loyalty anymore. Let's go to John. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Hallelujah. Listen, I've got a complaint. I've been a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan. I go back to Eddie Stanky and Eno Slaughter.
Okay.
Wow.
But, you know, we went to a bunch of games last year at the stadium, and this is going to hurt a lot of people, but we paid good money for the seats, and the guy sitting next to us, he had to weigh 450 pounds, and I don't know how he got in the seat.
Well, I was going to say, I've been in those seats. I don't know how you could sit in that.
Hey, the seats at all stadiums, I think, including where you watch the Blues at Scott Trade.
Shrinking.
They shrink them up to get more seats in, and it is just like...
The more reason, the 450-pound guy, we don't know how he could get in it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But go ahead, finish your story.
Well, we went down to Jupiter. We attended two games there, my wife and I, and these two ladies sat next to us, and poor thing, it was so big. When she got in the seat, she couldn't stand up for the national anthem. And then I had to cross my legs to sit in there.
Yeah.
And my wife thought she was going to be suffocated, so we finally left, and then we came back. They were gone. But, you know, they ought to have, they call them POS at the airport, person of size.
Yeah.
And they pay extra. So use your influence and get those seats widened, okay?
Okay, two things. First of all, I have no influence. And secondly, I don't think you've hurt anybody's feelings at all because what you've said is what everybody else thinks. And I've decided that I'm sick and tired of it not being acceptable to say what you think when it reflects the views of almost everybody.
It's almost just like when you're in a plane. You're in a plane and you see this great big large person coming down.
Oh, you're sitting there
the
holding
aisle.
Your breath, hoping, I hope he doesn't sit by me.
No, there's a seat right here. Oh, no, no, no.
No, don't sit down. Don't sit by me. Oh, he's sitting by me. And only because you don't want to be pushed up against the edge of the plane. I mean, they spill over.
Or touching, or just touching. You don't want to touch someone else that you don't know.
Yeah,
it's
and
really
you have
weird.
No choice if they're large. And I don't hate large people. I'm a large person. And I'm sure I'm that guy who's walked on a plane and some gal has gone, oh, I hope he doesn't sit by me. I'm that guy. No, I think it's a great observation and a good point. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye-bye. John.
Thank you.
Let's take one more and then we'll take a break. Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Oh, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. And you're so AM in the PM that with their best efforts, the station wasn't able to get the switch.
You know it. I got a two-parter here. One of probably it's been 45 years ago, my grandmother and grandfather were really religious. And my uncle, who is their son, who lived in Wyoming, he sent them a card, and there was a little sticker inside this card. And it said, love thy neighbor, but don't get caught. And, you know, they hung that up in their kitchen. And when my grandmother died at age 99, she wanted to make sure he got that back. And they just thought that was the cutest thing in the world, you know?
It is.
And the other is, I've got the punchline of a joke, and I probably heard it 35 years ago.
Well, let's have it.
But I don't know the joke, and I don't know if I can actually say the whole punchline on the air.
Yeah, you can, because there's always a way to do it and take out anything offensive.
Okay, I'll clean it up, and you'll probably know the joke.
Well, we'll see.
It's about a princess and a frog.
Okay.
And her and the frog meet up, and then she's all smiles when the frog leaves, and the first thing out of her mouth, somebody asks her, what happened to you? And, you know, just like in The Wizard of Oz, she says, follow the yellow brick road, but it's not brick.
Oh, I know.
It's toad. Follow the yellow brick toad.
Right, right. Here's what you do, and I know a couple of versions of that joke.
Uh-huh.
Go online, I've done this. Go online and go to Google and just type in joke about frog and princess. I'll bet you got about a 98% chance 10 jokes will come up. That joke will be one of them.
Yeah, I found it already.
Peon, hold it.
I know you're not going to believe.
No, Peon's already found it. He's already found it.
Okay, I'm 59 years old. I don't have a computer, and I don't even know how to go online.
Okay, you don't need it, because that's how great this show is. Peon, tell him the joke.
Oh, this is pretty long here.
Well, give him the gist of it.
I'll just read it here. So there's a yellow toad wandering around in the forest feeling fed up because he doesn't want to be yellow. Life would be easier if he was brown like the other toads. He'd sure be less visible to predators, for one thing. Anyway, the yellow toad bumps into fairy godmother. He begs her, please make me brown like the other toads. I'm tired of being so visible to predators and such. And the fairy godmother whips out her magic wand and says, abracadabra, you're brown. The toad looks down and sees that he's brown except that his
wiener
his package
is yellow. Yeah. And this is where the yellow, not brick,
okay,
toad.
Right. Okay,
and he says, wait a minute, my willy's still yellow. And she replies, I don't do willies. You'll have to see The Wizard of Oz for that. So he thanks her and hops on his way. There's also a purple bear wandering around the very same woods. As luck would have it, he encounters the very same fairy godmother. He implores her, fairy godmother, please make me brown like the other bears. None of the lady bears want to be seen with me on account of the hunters can spot me from a mile off. And so she, being a fairy godmother, takes out her magic wand and says, abracadabra, you're brown. The bear looks down and sees that he is, in fact, brown, with the exception of the old twig and berries.
Twig and berries.
They remain purple. He says, my willy is still purple. She says, I don't do willies. You'll have to go see The Wizard of Oz for that. The bear replies, well, that's just dandy, but how the hell do I find The Wizard of Oz? That's easy.
You
just
follow the yellow, not brick. See?
Brick.
There it is.
Hey, thank you guys very much. That's been killing me for a long time, man.
Well, now you can sleep, and we are the problem solver.
There you go.
You guys are the man.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Now, was that Jerry?
Yes, that was Jerry. Did you see Steve, what I wrote about Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve is... Dan, can we have time? Can we do it?
Yeah.
Let me talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, hi, how are you? Hey.
We're good.
I'm AM in the PM, first of all.
Thank you. Now, you're a large man.
I am a large man. I weigh about 351 pounds.
Not as large as we were talking about, but you're a big guy.
Well, let me tell you, I can attest that the seats are tight. I, too, can't stand up when they clap. You know what I mean? When I sit in there.
Yeah.
And just an FYI, Cardinals, Blues, or anybody will not sell handicapped spaces to overweight people. Only if you have a disability. I've tried to get the larger seats in the handicapped section, and they will not sell tickets up there.
All right. Do you think that's right?
I don't think I have a handicap.
But still, don't you think that's right? Because the truth is, you'd be more comfortable.
I would probably be more comfortable, and the people that I sit around would be more comfortable.
Well, hallelujah. And thank you for being considerate of other people.
Yeah, because...
And here's the thing. Handicapped, what does that really mean? No, you're not handicapped in the literal sense, but you'd be more comfortable. They'd get extra money. You don't mind paying it, and you're considerate enough that you'd prefer to not encroach in somebody else's space. Good for
correct.
You. And quite frankly, I don't know why you shouldn't have the larger seat.
And it's a chair without arms on it.
A way to get around it at the Cardinal games is that you go in the Redbird Club, you can sit in the bar stools and watch the game from up there.
Nah, you shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't have to do that, but, you know, it's as uncomfortable for a heavyweight person as it is for the person sitting next to you.
Well, thank you for being that kind of guy. We need more people like you.
You guys have a good day. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you. How about that guy?
Yeah, you know
concerned
what?
Concerned about the people around him.
And a while back when they first opened the stadium and everything, you could buy the seats.
Of course, we're talking about football and hockey arenas
and venues. We've done enough promoting of the other thing the last couple of hours. Station did a great job of that. We're going to take a break, and then we come back. We'll continue to talk to you about anything you want. And I've decided the rest of my time here, however long or short that may be, and it may be shorter today than I realized, we're going to make this more of an audience Burke segment show. We'll start off whatever you want to open this show up and kick around or talk about when we can. We're going to do more of that because I enjoy listening to you folks call. I do. I really do enjoy it because it's the only way you will sort of get a handle on who's out there and what are they thinking. And, you know, it's just, I like it. And this is all about me. Let's not forget that and what I like and what I want. Let's talk about feet. But let's not talk just about feet. Let's talk about what your feet could be doing to the rest of your body. I saw a guy this weekend who walks just like me. I was behind the guy, and I thought, that poor guy, he walks like a duck, like me. But a duck actually doesn't walk like a duck. Their feet go straight forward. Mine go at 45-degree angles, out to the left and the right. I've seen video that my family have taken of me walking away. I was embarrassed at what I look like walking. Left foot, the toes are pointed off at, you know, the 10 o'clock position, and the right toes are off at the 2 o'clock position. I can't walk with my feet straight. So I don't walk right. Now, your feet may be straight, but you still may be putting an unfair amount of weight on a particular portion of your feet. Weight distribution is not what it should be. So when you put pressure, added pressure, or excessive pressure on a certain part of your feet, it's gonna eventually cause you pain, either in your feet or your knees or your hip or back or neck or headaches. So what good feet does is they sell inserts, arch supports. And that little, almost unnoticeable thing in your shoe will shift just enough, that weight distribution, so that hopefully, and this is the case for a lot of people, the pain goes away. And literally, in most cases, it's right then in the store. People put them in, they get up, they walk around. It may not be the first one they put in. It may take three or four. Yeah, they'll try a couple of different ones based on your foot imprint that you'll make when you're in there. They'll ask you to take your shoe off, not your sock. Don't worry, people with ugly feet, and step on a like piece of carbon paper. And that way, that'll show them how you're standing, where the weight's going. So they may try two or three or four. And then when they hit that one, that right one, and you get up and walk around and go, whoa, they know they got it. And I hope that's what happens for you. It happens for thousands and thousands of people. No appointment necessary. You'll be in there maybe 30 minutes or so. There are three Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and a Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Dearburg's. The Good Feet stores.
Meet me.
A little bit of rain out there, which causes big problems usually in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
But really, Dan, there's not that much going on. The only incident I could see, and I'm not quite sure what's causing it, is on eastbound 40 coming out from Chesterfield Valley up the hill from Boone's Crossing through Clarkson. You've got stop-and-go traffic there, and it may just be because they took that Chesterfield Parkway West overpass down, and people are just slowing down to take a look, but I don't see any other reason for that slowdown. If you're traveling on southbound 270, it's just now getting busy between Highway 40 down through Manchester and downtown eastbound 40, just a bit heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway now for the spicy Italian, the $3 6-inch select of April, and don't miss the featured $5 footlong of April, the turkey breast and Black Forest ham. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath April Warehouse Sale. Make your plans to see the great deals, like 10% off your cabinet purchase with a free kitchen or bath remodeling estimate, 5% off 3-centimeter granite and quartz countertops, and 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet. You'll get free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Make sure to see the latest installed $7,999 bathroom with everything you need to completely remodel your 5x8 bathroom. And the famous affordable $5,000 kitchen has been updated with the latest materials and finishes. All these discounts, on top of the already low prices on quality cabinetry, countertops, and name brand appliances, will be too hard to pass up. Affordable Kitchens and Bath is located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more, call 636-441-1550.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On April 17th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Well, it's time to plant, and when you think of plants and beautifying your landscape, I want you to think of Forest Keeling Nursery. They've been my friend for years, and now they want to be yours. Forest Keeling is just a short drive up Highway 79 to Ellsbury, Missouri. Acres of beautiful, well-acclimated plants, evergreens, trees, and shrubs, all freshly prepared for planting in your yard. You just won't believe the selection, the service, and the knowledge waiting for you at Forest Keeling. Don't buy the wrong plant. Get the real know-how from folks who care about you and your garden. You won't believe the beauty, the great prices, and the selection, including native plants and rain garden plants. And our garden center is fully stocked with the products that will help you make your plants strong and beautiful. Of course, it's Forest Keeling Nursery right on Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Why don't you visit them at fknursery.com?
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries, closets, kids' closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Are you focused on the right things to retire successfully? You could be overlooking several key factors that could cost you dearly. Learn what they are on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Donovan, Sunshine Superman. One of those songs with such a great intro that three notes and you know what it is. Okay, the calls are pouring in, whatever pouring in means. Let's just keep that going, shall we? 314-969-KTRS or I'm not going to do the toll-free anymore. Or 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Mike to the stage. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I am in the PM.
Well, of course you are, and we appreciate it. What's up?
I just want to say I completely understand what you guys are saying about the larger people not wanting to sit next to them and stuff, but I think it's a slippery slope when you allow them to start sitting in handicapped seats. I just recently, a couple years ago, broke my neck, became handicapped, and it's very difficult, very frustrating when, you know, you go places and you see, it happens all the time, that people are parking in handicapped spots that are not handicapped. Or I've been to sporting events where, you know, I get to the games and there's no spots left.
Now can I ask you, before we go any further, can I ask you, when did you break your neck?
4.5 years ago.
Wow, and what was the permanent damage?
What do you mean?
I mean, are you obviously disabled somehow.
Are you quadriplegic or
I mean, are you paralyzed or?
Quadriplegic, yes.
You're quadriplegic?
Yes.
How sad. How come some people can get a broken neck and then they're fine, and other people get a broken neck and they end up like you?
I think it's largely not understood. I mean, it all has to do with, it's sort of just like a bruise on the nerves in your neck, and it depends what kind of damage there is, and
where the break is, and the severe. How old are you, Mike?
24.
And so you were what, 19 or whatever when this happened?
Yeah, it was right after I graduated from high school.
How did it happen?
I was just doing a backflip, and I mean, it was something that I've done, you know, hundreds of times before, and flipped, just landed on my head.
Are you bitter? Are you mad?
Oh, I definitely was at first, but
how do you get past that? How do you get past that? Why me? It'd be one thing if you were drunk and stupid and you'd never done a backflip and you tried it, but you'd done this. This was something you knew how to do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it came from, I was a high jumper in high school, so we would always do them at high school, just messing around on the mat, and then, I don't know, I mean, I was definitely bitter at first. It took some time, but my family helped me through it, my friends, and eventually just got over it.
Do you have any use of your hands or arms at all?
I did not at first, but I eventually gained the use of my arms back. My hands, very limited function. I can't use my fingers like a normal person, whatever you want to call them.
Can you feed yourself? Can you pick up a glass or a fork or anything like that?
Yeah. Okay. Not with my hands, but I would use either both hands or for a fork, weave them in and out.
Well, yours is the kind of story that I hate to hear because I'm not the only person who thinks like this. Life is just the most frustrating, weird, confusing thing. We will never understand why some kids can do the stupidest things in the world, drink and drive, do stuff and survive it, and then others do one thing, and this happens. And I applaud you for shaking the bitterness, however you did that, and your family for helping you do that. And back to your original question, but I couldn't help but get sidetracked there because I'm very interested in things that happen to people. I think there ought to be a separate category, an oversized category. Don't use the handicap spaces that people like you need, but create seats that are strictly for overweight people. And as far as the abuse of the parking, we're never going to put an end to that. Scum is scum, and there are people that will use those cards who don't need them. And the funny thing is, you can't go up to somebody when you see them hop out of a car and you go, well, he doesn't have any crutches or wheelchair. You never know. They could have a heart that's only producing, 25%. That there could be an internal issue you don't know about, where they can't walk long distances. So you can't even jump the people who are abusers, and that's frustrating. I don't know the answer to that. I don't think there is an answer. I think it's like anything else. There'll always be cheaters. There'll always be liars. There'll always be people who take advantage of people like you by doing that. So I wish you the best, and thank you for listening. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Mike. Yeah, having a bad day? How about that call?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have enough time. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm going to pay you.
Thank you.
All I can say is what the world needs now is low, sleep low.
There you go.
Plenty of room in that big old stadium for everybody.
I agree.
Accommodate. And while we're talking about that real quick, I was going to talk about, what's his name, my favorite Martian?
Ray Walston?
Goodness. No, the other one.
Oh,
the ballpark.
Christopher Lloyd?
Today, he didn't want to promote.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Martin Kilcoyne?
I was hoping he'd do a show from that PBR there with Chicks and Chaps. Someday I might go.
I'm missing something. Back up.
There's a bar there called PBR.
Okay.
Professional Bull Rider.
Okay.
And they have Chicks and Chaps.
Chicks and Chaps.
You haven't been there.
Cheekless Chaps.
I have not been there.
Riding Chaps.
And where is this bar?
This is down there where it's a ballpark village.
Okay.
we're not promoting.
Well, we're not promoting having listeners switch stations is what we're not promoting.
Oh, I understand understand why my favorite George disappeared from this station. I won't listen to that other station ever as long as I have Rush Limbaugh.
Is what you're saying we need to check this place out because there's some hot chicks there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you get the opportunity, but don't let your wife know that.
No, I don't care if my wife. I don't care if she knows. But thank you for the tip. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Jimmy.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I called him Mike. I didn't mean to do that. I guess we need to take a break, don't we? Can I just talk real quickly to Marianne?
Yeah.
All right, Marianne, it says Marianne's a nurse. That's all it says. Are you a nurse, Marianne?
I am at Barnes Hospital. I can tell you the difference between breaking your neck and being paralyzed. You can break your neck or your back at any place and only break the vertebrae. Okay, that's a broken back.
Okay.
You may have some spinal cord bruising, and that would maybe make you temporarily paralyzed. When you sever the spinal cord, that's when you're paralyzed, and there's no way to fix it.
Yeah.
It depends where you sever it. If it's up high, you may not be able to breathe. If you sever it down lower in your mid-back, you may only be paralyzed on the bottom. It depends where you break it, and that's permanent.
Well, I look forward to the
guy who you talked to. he has some shoulder and arm muscle movement, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So his was broken, like, below the cervical vertebrae where he can breathe without a ventilator.
Well, I look forward to the day, and we will see the day, maybe not while I'm alive, when they'll be able to have, they'll have a solution to the spinal cord thing.
Yeah, well, I hope
what
so, too.
What a great day that will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the difference. If you sever the cord, that's paralysis.
All right. Marianne, thank
all
you.
Right.
How old are you, Marianne?
54.
Favorite age.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
She laughed. Why,
yeah.
Why would she laugh when I said my favorite age? Like, do you think I'm not telling the truth or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Window World. What a company. What an impressive company. You like what St. Jude Children's Hospital does for kids where they never charge? It doesn't matter what child goes in there, no matter how expensive, how big the bill, no one is ever burdened with that hospital bill. The reason I mention that is I'll tell you who's a huge supporter of St. Jude, and who sends a lot of money and raises money for St. Jude, Window World. There are a lot of reasons people choose to do business with one business over another. And if this would be the reason you choose Window World, fine. That's fine. If the reason is that it's a good window for $189, that's great too. But when you find out both, when you find out that it's a reputable company, that it's a window with a good housekeeping seal of approval, that's only $189, and it's a quality window. And then you throw in all that, that they're extremely charitable. And they're big supporters of St. Jude Children's Hospital. In fact, a corporate partner. Wow, it's not the perfect storm. What would be the opposite of the perfect storm? It's the perfect, we need to create
perfect
something.
Calm.
Okay, thank you. We'll do for now. That'll do for now. We'll have to create another term. Window World, we have over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area with Window World windows, and the reason that's very impressive is they've only been around for 10 years. You want to know more? Go to this website, windowworldstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, that problem that was on eastbound 40 at Clarkson is due to an accident that's got a couple of lanes blocked. Actually, it looks like the two left lanes. And then we also have another accident on eastbound Highway 40 past Vandeventer that's got a lane closed there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway now for the spicy Italian, the $3 6-inch select of April. Don't miss the featured $5 footlong of April, the turkey breast and Black Forest ham. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Everyone lives in a flood zone. Knowing yours can help you be more prepared during heavy rains this spring. Visit knowyourzone.org, a service of MSD Know Your Zone.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From